Hasidim take this idea much further. As Nigros Kodesh of the Harnas Taipel Rebbe, and he says on this pasuk of Azamrele Lekai Ba'aydi, the truth is that really we should say every single line of davening with complete mysterious nefesh of giving ourselves over to Hashem. We can't. But this is the one to do it for. This is the one where we just totally give it up to Hashem. It says, Zamrele Lekai Ba'aydi. Rejoicing with a tremendous simcha and say, Hashem, whoever I am, whatever I am, whatever madriga I'm on, even if I'm in the pits, and even if I'm the lowest of the low, and I've fallen so hard, so fast, I'm still a Yid. I'm still a Jew. I'll call upon him, b'shem bar Yisrael Yechuna, he says. We have a divine spark within us. This is Yaakov. There's a long rope that can schlep us out. Interestingly enough, there's a Zayah called the Shemra Behemna talking about Shema. That Shema and Echad contain the letters of the word Esmach. I'll rejoice. And also, we have two letters left over. Ad, or Oid. And in fact, the word Oid, Adi, is a jewel. It's a precious treasure. Because every Jew contains within them a special precious treasure. The Neshama. And therefore, Shema and Echad is Esmach and Ad, that everyone can rejoice themselves, rejoice in who they are. Because yes, even the tshuva process needs to be done b'simcha. And the truth is, the more we think about how terrible we are, how low we are, how awful we are, the less likely we are to move back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More, we want to realize how wonderful we are, how important we are. And there's a simcha. That even someone that has fallen so far, has gone so distant from Hashem, they still have the Elokai Bikirbi, they still have the divine spark within them. They can rejoice. This Oidi is the Oid which is in me. The bit that remains. But isn't it amazing that the bit that remains inside me after everything else is gone and everything else is lost is a precious jewel? Have a special precious jewel deep inside ourselves. Just because we are. Just because we are. Just because we're a Yid. Just because we're Jewish. Just because we're part of Hashem's nation. And from that place, we can draw closer. From that place, we can grow higher. From that place, we can draw strength. I imagine saying that affirmation every morning. That must be what the Rebbe means. Saying that as an affirmation, no matter how tough things are, how hard, how far I've fallen, I'm going to rejoice with this Oidi, with that bit that remains, with whatever remains. Because whatever remains is a special pressure.